This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled The Theological Unity Equation, a mathematical and theological framework for understanding the Trinity. This paper offers a new way to think about the Trinity, not by replacing mystery with math, but by using a mathematical analogy that avoids common category errors. Too often, critics argue that Trinitarian belief violates basic arithmetic. 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, not 1. In response, some defenders counter with 1 times 1 times 1 equals 1, but this analogy risks slipping into modalism, flattening the persons of the Trinity into indistinguishable modes. So I propose a better way. 1a plus sigma times t equals 1c. This theological unity equation balances divine unity and personal distinction. 1i represents the shared divine attributes, the one nature of God. Sigma times t symbolizes the distinct economic roles of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in redemptive history. And 1c represents the complete, unified Godhead. This approach is grounded in Scripture, consistent with the early church, and avoids the twin errors of tritheism and modalism. I walk through how relational language, not arithmetic identity, best reflects the truth of one God in three persons. Rather than collapsing into logic games, this formula gives us a structured and faithful way to speak about the triune God with both reverence and intellectual clarity. The equation isn't a replacement for the doctrine, it's a teaching tool. It opens a doorway to deeper worship, clearer understanding, and more effective apologetic. If you've ever tried to explain the Trinity without relying on flawed analogies, this paper is for you. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying Scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.